welcome back to Strong in the Saddle.
I'm your host, Katrina.
Today we're talking about balancing work with horses, because as this episode is released, I'm actually recording this ahead of time. It is February 10th on the day that I'm recording this. I am batch recording a bunch of podcasts because I am going into tax season and I will not have time to be doing things like this for a while. So for those of you who do not know, I am a CPA. I work in a public accounting office here in Alberta, and tax season, like, I feel like the office has been busy already, but like really tax season is from maybe the last or second last week of February to April 30th. So during that time, like for March and April, I usually hit around 300 hours per month. It's a lot of hours. It's a lot. I do up like a spreadsheet every year to be like, okay, how many hours do I need to work each day in order to hit those goals? And it, like, looking at it now here on February 10th, it's very overwhelming. There's a lot of very long days and no days off. I will likely not have any days off from probably February 20th, I'm gonna say. Maybe another week with a weekend. But beyond that, I will not have a day off until May 1st. So, with that all in mind, I would say I am very well positioned to talk about balancing having a full-time job and having horses. So, outside of tax season, I'm very fortunate in that I work a very consistent 40-hour week. My commute is 25 minutes. So I work 8 to 4, and sometimes I even work from home, so zero commute. And I'm usually out to the barn by 20 to 5 in the afternoons during the week. And that gives me plenty of time to groom my horses, do whatever kind of groundwork I need to do, ride my horse for 45 minutes or whatever, and then get them all put away for the evening. Like, that gives me plenty of time, and I can be very consistent with that 5 days a week. And then on the weekends, again, outside of tax season, I have tons of time usually to be able to spend with my horse. So that, yeah, balancing that during that time of the year is easy. And especially because I don't have any children, it makes it even that much easier for me to be spending time with my horses and being very consistent with training and just whatever I need to do with my horses. But then when we look at tax season, it kind of depends on the year and where things are at with my position in the firm and what's going on. Usually my horses don't see me a whole lot from March 1st to April 30th. There has been years where I have been able to ride. I've like made it like a point to say, I'm gonna ride 3 days a week during tax season just for pure mental reasons, that I just need to get in the saddle and just get my mind off of everything at work. That does require some forethought and just some planning to be like, okay, if I'm gonna spend an hour at the barn 3 days a week, that's 3 hours. Where am I going to get in that extra 3 hours at work? And so being very, very methodical with how am I spending my time? And I think that's the biggest thing, right? Like, whether it's tax season or not, I think I'm very mindful of how I spend my time and why I'm able to achieve balance, I guess, when it comes to spending time with my horses. I'm very much a schedule routine type of person, especially during the week. It's very, very methodical, like get up, feed horses, work out, go to work, those sorts of things. Like I'm kind of on autopilot because I've done it for so long that I don't even really need to think about it. And that's the same case when I get home from work or when I'm done work for the day. I get home, put my stuff away, change into my barn clothes, and head to the barn. Like there's literally no stopping on the side of the road, quote unquote, like metaphorically, and like doing something else here in the house or anything like that. Like, no, I get home, I go ride. I get home, I go ride. Like, there's nothing in between. That's the next thing on my to-do list. And if something comes up where maybe I have to cut my ride short for whatever reason, at least I got something done as opposed to something coming up beforehand and not being able to ride at all. I don't know if that makes sense. But just having that routine, I think, is really, really important, and the reason why I've been able to be as consistent as I have been with my horses. One thing that I have found challenging is fatigue. So especially if it's tax season and I've decided I'm going to ride 3 days a week, when I get home, I'm exhausted. And it's that mental fatigue that I'm just, brain is fried, I can't think, I drive home in silence and just, I'm done, right? And it can be very easy to mistake that for overall fatigue and thinking, I'm so tired, I can't ride my horse. When in actuality, I'm not physically fatigued. I have been sitting at a desk all day. I am definitely not physically fatigued. And I have found more often than not, getting out to the barn, even when I don't feel like it, and getting my body moving, getting in the saddle, and getting a ride in, makes me feel so much better. And I realized that, no, I wasn't physically fatigued. It was just my body has been stationary all day, and I just feel gross. And the best thing for me is to actually move my body as opposed to getting home and lying on the couch and scrolling through Instagram for 2 hours, which I don't have 2 hours to spend scrolling Instagram during tax season. If I have spare time, I'm wanting to be out riding anyways. But yeah, fatigue is definitely a thing, and it doesn't even have to be during tax season. Like, there's various times throughout the year where I'm just tired, and sometimes, yeah, I do need to have a coffee, or I've even taken like half a scoop of pre-workout, which has caffeine in it, just to perk me up. And once I get moving and get refreshed by just being on a horse, I feel a million times better. One thing that I think could be very challenging as a horse owner and also having a full-time job is more the care side of things. And I think that's something that people don't think about. So when is your farrier coming? Lots of farriers, I don't know, like in my entire life, I feel like my farriers have always come basically in the middle of the day. They're trimming horses all day and they give you a time, hey, I'm gonna be there after lunch. You need to be there after lunch. Like, and for a lot of people, unfortunately, that doesn't jive with their job. Their employer will not let them go home after lunch so their horses can have a pedicure, which, fair enough. So I think lots of people don't think about, like, what are you gonna do, right? I'm very fortunate in that I can work from home, and if I need to sneak out of the house away from my computer for an hour so that my horse's feet can get trimmed, then so be it. And yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm very blessed in that way, because whether it's farrier, vet, if I need to get away early on a Friday because I have a competition the next day or something like that, I'm able to do that. So I feel like my situation's maybe a little bit easier to navigate in that regard because I'm not having to like schedule time off work and things like that, whereas other people might have to put a little bit more forethought into things. But I think that's just on you as a responsible horse owner. If things need to be done, things need to be done, right? And you need to figure it out, or else, I don't know, don't have horses, I guess. And as challenging as it sometimes feels to have a full-time job, have a property to take care of, have a husband who wants my attention, and having horses, it feels like a lot. I feel like having horses makes me better because my soul gets filled from horses, as corny as that sounds. That sounds very corny. But I get recharged from horses and it makes me a better person. And so to me, it's worth it to figure out how to juggle things so that I can be better in the other areas of my life. Like I said, during tax season, I made the commitment that I was going to ride 3 days a week because I know if I'm riding, that gives me a chance to recharge, to clear my brain, to get a little bit of physical movement. So when I am back at my desk preparing the millionth tax return for the year, I am just in a better headspace. I feel better overall and all that good stuff. So yes, it's challenging, but it's definitely worth it. I think you also have to keep in mind that don't be so hard on yourself. I'm definitely very hard on myself. So I'm recording this on February 10th. I haven't rode my horse in quite some time because of the snow, and I can get kind of beat up by myself because I know, okay, you're going into tax season, your riding availability is going to go down as well. But you just have to remember, like, horses are supposed to be fun. My horse is not suffering because he hasn't been rode. He will be right there when I'm ready for him. And yeah, horses are not my full-time job. So the fact that he's not rode 6 days a week is okay. I have nothing riding on him being rode consistent. Yes, I wish he was being rode more throughout the year, but the simple fact is he's not. And I kind of just need to accept that, give myself a little bit of grace, and just be thankful for the times that I am able to be out there spending time with him. And I think that's the big takeaway that I just wanted to give you guys today, is just do your best. I want you to really, really try to be as consistent as possible. Get out at the barn as much as you can, but be happy with, you know, if things don't go as planned, if you're not out there as much as you would like, just, it is what it is, right? Again, horses, for most people, are not their full-time job, not their part-time job. They are simply a hobby, and we need to just be thankful for any time that we get to spend with them. And I think that's where I'll end it today. So yeah, if you guys haven't already, be sure to follow me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.